This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Ha ha! Guess what?
What, dog?
My Little Victory is amazing.
Is it now? Is it enough for both of us? You got enough to share with the class?
Yes, actually.
Because my little victory sucks this morning.
Oh, well, then you're going to love mine because mine's a continuation from yesterday.
Is it now?
Yesterday, for those of you that already forgotten, I don't blame you because we all have lives.
Yeah.
I was mad that the water pitcher was empty.
The Brita at the cribba.
Uh-huh. And so I screamed up the stairs before I left, forget you and your mama.
But you the mama.
But I'm the mama.
You the mama,
but I
though.
Was very immature with my children about them not filling up the Brita water pitcher.
Sometimes you got to stoop to their level.
Because I fill it up every morning before I come to work.
Some days you got to speak to them like they speak to them.
So I got up this morning,
yeah.
Opened the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
It was like overflowing, dude.
Oh, too much water.
I've never seen this much water in my life from
put
these
less
kids.
Water in the Brita, Jesus.
You overdid it. You overachievers. Jeez Louise.
Those are my nephews, dog.
So I was very proud that heard me scream
shout out to
yesterday.
Them. Good. No, good, good, good. Honestly, woosa. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you want to have a little victory?
I mean,
just want to enjoy mine.
I got a little victory.
What
no,
is it?
Man.
Oh, you said it was bad.
Well, it was weird this morning because I felt like I was being chased.
Why?
Some dude, I feel like, and I do not know this for a fact, I think I cut somebody off at some point this
okay.
morning.
Oh, and didn't know it.
Didn't realize it until they were riding
and
me, kind of, you know how it ensues. So after a certain point, I was like, dog, are you riding me? Or are you trying to get around me? Every move I made to try to, like, give them space, they just touched right behind me and went, okay. So then I started making, you know, DZ maneuvers.
I can't stand people like this. They have no idea who they're messing with, by the way, with you.
This This guy was fast.
So how far did he follow you before he disappeared?
I ended up having to cut off a semi to try to get away from this guy.
Damn.
This guy cut off the same semi. I'm like, okay, now we're in a movie, my guy. What's the word? what's the word? Thankfully, we ended up splitting roads. I quick jugged around, was over here off the exit where it forks between going towards Beloit.
And you got off. I said,
sucker. And they had no choice. So, yeah. Little victory.
High speed chase, but it's the guy driving next to you with no cop involved.
Little victory. It was a Honda Civic instead, bro. Out here with a tuner.
Now what, Honda?
Little victory.
Now
is
what?
My Kia skirted your Honda.
Skirt. That's the best part, dude.
Little victories, dog.
All right. Well, the question of the day is coming up next. Get ready.
Lord.
You are goofy, man.
Oh, man.
The question of the day is coming up. We still have that chance to win the huge prize pack from the Wisconsin State Fair on our website.
That's right.
Go to 1037kissfm.com while we're playing a song, and you can enter to win that gigantic prize pack. Good luck.
But you could do it right now.
Good luck. Question of the day is next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We have to talk about our favorite moments of 2025. I'm talking the pop culture, the Justin Bieber's going, I'm standing on business. What do you not understand?
It's not clocking to you?
That's a 2025 huge pop culture moment.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber going off on the paparazzi.
That was a fun one, man. Because I said, is it not clocking to you for a good 2 weeks straight? And I don't know if it was clocking to anybody, but I kept asking.
Our favorite moments of the year, it can be pop culture, it can be news, it can be anything cool. You know what my favorite one by far was? Because we had a time with it.
Talk to me.
The Coldplay couple.
Oh, the Coldplay. Ooh, I forgot about Coldplay.
That's what I mean. There's so many of these that we probably forgot about, the big moments of the year,
whether
it was newsworthy or pop culture. The Coldplay couple was
huge. That was huge.
Probably, I would put that on one of the top three of the year I had to rewind.
It almost reinvigorated the Kiss cam across the world.
Everybody was into it.
Everybody's like, oh, we're doing this again.
Rap. It didn't matter if you liked rock.
It didn't matter if you were at a concert or not.
Married. You were into it.
There was Kiss cams everywhere again.
You were into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Coldplay moment where the man got busted cheating on his wife and she got busted cheating on her husband because they were having an affair on the Kiss cam.
CEO or whatever.
I didn't feel like I needed to tell this, but I'm going to tell it in case you actually haven't seen it. They got busted having an affair on the Kiss cam. Yeah. The end.
No, I feel like everybody knew that part, no?
I would think so, but you never know.
You never know.
So that is probably my favorite pop culture or news moment of the year.
Yeah, I feel that. Those were good moments, man.
You guys can share yours at 414-533-1037. You might have to think about it a little.
You might have to think about it a little for sure.
Because we forget everything so quick.
And when so many things happen, right? Because you think, well, the Super Bowl, right? Halftime, right? Kendrick's performance. Whoa.
Kendrick was in February.
That was in 25.
And that was a big deal. We talked
about
that. That
was a huge deal.
That's a big part of the year.
That was a big part of the year. And then I'm surprised you missed this one yourself, dog.
Well, don't blow all our load.
I'm just saying, bro.
What is it?
Somebody got engaged and you didn't even mention it as your favorite of the year. It's your favorite artist. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Engagement's a big one.
Well, don't blow all our load.
I'm not going to say it then because I was excited about that.
Because there's probably six, seven things that we're missing here.
Coldplay was my favorite. Go to line one.
Screw it.
I want to see what everybody's going to say. Their favorite pop culture or news moments of the year. Hi, Kiss. What's your name?
My name's Gunther.
Oh, it
you
sounds
said
like a
Gunther?
Kid. How old are you?
I am 11.
Oh, and what's your? Do you have a favorite moment of the year? I'd love to hear this.
My favorite moment of the year is the meme 6-7.
Yeah.
6-7, my guy.
I was waiting. DZ, I slid that in there too.
6-7. I was hoping you'd say that.
6-7, man. That was one of the biggest trends of the year.
Nobody knows to this day. I spoke to somebody yesterday who said, what's that? Somebody just put on game on 6-7, so it's going to go into 2026.
DZ, I was on the phone with my sister, and she was like, what does it mean? I go, it means nothing.
Nothing.
Stop asking.
Don't worry about it. Don't do it.
Hey, thanks for calling in and sharing 6-7, okay?
Appreciate you, bud.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, what were your favorite pop culture moments of the year? Mine was Coldplay, the couple getting busted on the Kiss cam. DZ brought up Kendrick at the Super Bowl.
Might have been my top, yeah.
Ooh, that was a big moment.
That was a
good one. How can you forget the Bell Bottoms?
Well,
how can you forget?
How? It brought
you
them back.
You just can't. It's honest to God. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We are talking about your favorite pop culture moments of the year, whether it's a news moment or pop culture. Whatever. I'm sticking with the Coldplay Kiss Cam. Best moment of the year for me. That was entertainment for months.
That was, it went so good, bro, for real.
We talked about Justin Bieber. What does it mean? I'm standing on business.
Is it not clocking to you that I'm standing on business?
There was even an engagement. I'll say it because nobody on the phones is going to say it. Taylor and Travis got engaged this year. But let's go see what the callers want to say. You said Kendrick at the Super Bowl. Yep. Let's start with Autumn in New Berlin, who got her own theme song.
She did get her own theme song. Ain't called 5 days in a row. Look at you, Autumn.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Regulars Club, Autumn. Second New Berlin regular.
How's it feel, neighbor?
We could throw a rock and hit you right now. Ooh. No, but seriously, Autumn, what is your big pop culture or trend of the year?
I would say my kids and having to find those dang laboo-boos everywhere.
Your kids fell for the laboo-boos? They were lafoo-foos?
What was with the laboo-boos this year?
No clue.
It was huge.
No clue. Don't know why. Don't know how. Don't know when.
They're looking to me, but whatever.
Autumn, explain it. Where did you find them and how much are they? I don't understand. I didn't even get into it. I don't understand.
They're like $50.
What?
Crazy.
My daughter found them at festivals, and you could get them online. Like, I don't know. I don't understand
it. So it was like the big, they were in demand. Wait a second. It's just like a stuffed animal?
It's literally a keychain stuffed animal.
It's a keychain?
You remember the old Cabbage Patch Kids, how people used to throw them on their backpacks?
Yeah.
Laboo-boo. Laboo-boo.
Yeah. That's it?
And you got little outfits with fur. For them. You could buy outfits for them and everything. It was
accessorize them. They had little shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
People started customizing them crazy. Nobody knew how or when or where they even came from. But all of a sudden, laboo-boos and people were fools for them.
That is so
straight
weird.
Straight out. No, straight
I mean, it's not weird.
It was a lafoo-foo.
Lafoo-foo.
They had lafoo-foos. People were buying lafoo-foos.
Yeah, well, you might be a foo-foo.
We were the
lafoo-foos. You might be a
fool-foo. Uh-huh,
all right,
so
well, thank you for calling, Autumn.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Somebody texted in 67. That was Bunker, who just called in from Caledonia.
We talked
to you already, bud.
We talked to you, guy.
We already know. Let's go to, let's start with, Lori, our OG.
OG.
The best pop culture or news moments of the year. We're reminiscing, whether it's Kendrick Lamar, Taylor and Travis, Justin Bieber losing it, the couple on the Coldplay Kiss Cam. We're reliving
it. You name it.
Yeah, there you go. That's
good morning.
Buenos dias.
Lori, what's your moment of the year?
Oh, little Miss Sabrina Carpenter, whom I happen to love.
Love.
Everybody busting up the internet over her album cover. Didn't care for that.
What happened with that?
I see nothing wrong with it.
What happened with that? She gets in trouble when she's... Sabrina does not care, okay?
Is she because she's a little free in the world out here?
Yes, correct, Amundo. Yep.
Because the original album cover... She's like on all fours, and there's a man standing in front of her, like holding her and leading her by the hair.
In a suggestive stance.
Basically like she's a dog. And
clutch my pearls.
It's a very daddy situation.
Oh, a papita.
So her music, that is her.
That's a little bit of her essence.
That is her genre, her style, her...
Her whole album is...
Right.
Yeah, it follows
But your big moment was everybody ribbing her and talking trash.
She's fire.
Yeah. She's fired.
She got beat up for being so racy and, you know, whatever. But they're used to her being a kid, a Disney star. Sabrina Carpenter is a grown woman.
Mm-hmm. Ain't she like 20-something now? For real? Like well into her 20-somethings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they did the same thing to Miley because she was, you know, the kid star too.
And Miley.
Every time you're a kid star, they don't want you to grow up. They want you to be that... Picture-perfect angel.
With Ariana. It happens every single time.
She's 26.
Let it go.
She might as well be 30.
Let it go, dog.
Right?
That's crazy. I would
let it go is right.
Yeah, wow. Okay,
Sabrina
Lord.
Carpenter's 26.
That's a good one. You got us riling about it. So, yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
Oh, she didn't deserve that kind of flack for it. I mean... When you listen to her songs, you know what her music's about.
Heard.
What would you really put on the cover if not that?
Girl.
I happen to think that was a pretty tame cover for her.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Well, you know what Nicole in Port Washington texted in? We're talking our top news or pop culture moments of the year. The Diddy documentary.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Getting arrested in general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All that was this year.
Huge. And an investigation goes back into 24, right? So it's like...
messed up.
For real.
All right. Love you, Lori.
Love you guys. You have a good day.
You
bye. Too, bye.
Your wife texted in.
What'd she say?
She said, Chris Chrisley pardoned from prison. I didn't know she was into the Chrisley.
That was this year? She's not. that was this year?
It must have. Yes, because they went to prison and they got out of prison. And I forgot about those reality. The reality show on E! The Chrisleys. I totally forgot.
Boy got pardoned, bro. It was crazy.
She said that. And when I read your wife's text, at first I thought she was talking about the old governor, Chris Christie.
Oh, Chris Christie. No, not like, Gov.
Was he in prison?
Chris Lee. No.
Yes, Chris Chrisley. Now it's all
maybe Chrisley should be, though. Who knows? Hey, who knows?
All right, so let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Nick in Waukesha, as
Waukesha?
He likes to say it.
Our Nick.
I was just in Waukesha yesterday, Nick. I'm there quite a bit, but I was there yesterday.
Welcome to Waukesha. Welcome. Hey.
Marie and Muskego. What did he say?
He said he just loved the Waukesha. He finally heard me say the Waukesha.
Waukesha. Hey, Marie and Muskego said Taylor and Travis getting engaged. We did hit on that, but that is definitely one of the top moments of the year.
Say it again.
I'll put them right next to my Coldplay couple getting busted on the Kiss Cam with my top moment of the
year. Those are tops for a lot of people.
Nick, what's your trend or pop culture moment of the year?
Well, first I want to say congratulations, Autumn.
Aww.
Joining the club, got her theme song, yerp.
Mm-hmm. And?
And for me, the JNCO's coming back. That, for me, is awesome.
You a jerk?
I love JNCO.
I wish I would have saved mine in 97.
Nick, woo woo.
I wish I would have.
He's about that life.
Honest to God, I mean, everything came back this year.
The baggy jeans, I'm sure, is a big trend.
And then for me, just personally, my daughter graduating high school early. That's always awesome for me.
That is cool.
A proud dad
Snaps
moment.
For that, baby.
Proud
dad moment.
Congrats on that, Nick. We love you. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Love you guys, too.
Bye, man.
Somebody must have tuned in late because somebody texted in, hey now, top one was 6-7. We already did
you
that
late.
One.
You late. You late, but you know, 6-7. Sorry.
Definitely talked about that one. Waylon is in Wabaca. Him and his mom. Chea, last but not least,
we're
getting a daily update about Elf on the Shelf.
Scribbles.
Scribbles is naughty. Hey, Waylon and Chea, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, y'all?
All right, Mom, do you have a favorite pop culture moment this year?
No, not really.
Great.
Ooh.
Well, then where was Scribbles?
I like that for you.
Waylon, because...
Scribbles got a Yeti cup.
What?
Uh-oh.
Those are expensive.
A mini tiny Yeti cup.
A mini one?
Like a coffee one.
Mm.
Oh, a mini mini.
Like one his size?
Like made for an elf?
Yeah.
No.
Weird special ordered. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And on top of my mom's wine glasses.
Oh, no. Wait. Uh-oh. Mm. I don't like where this is going.
I don't either.
He's drinking to count down the days to Christmas.
Aren't we all Scribbles? Aren't we all?
Are we? Scribbles.
Love you.
Same girl.
By the way, Kirsten in Greenfield texted in. Selena Gomez got married. Somebody else texted in the Catfish Mom on Netflix. And somebody else texted
Catfish Mom.
The one, remember the documentary where we found out the mom was the catfish the whole time?
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That's right.
The Netflix documentary.
That was pre-Diddy Doc.
Yeah, that was this year, though.
Yeah.
Because I came into work and I go, DZ, you're going to die. Watch this thing.
I still ain't seen it. That's why I still ain't watched it.
The catfish was the mom. The mom was the catfish. So anyway.
All the memes took it by storm. I'll watch it.
And then somebody said the Eagles beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Okay, back to Scribbles. You know what? Scribbles is naughty.
Scribbles is, 21 at least. You know what I'm saying? Counting down to Christmas at this point. Fresh birthday.
Only a few more days to find out what he's up to. He better watch it.
He better. Oh. He better not drink all my wine.
Oh, mom's wine.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
All right, so I'm not the problem today, thank God. Yesterday was my crisis.
And if you do got a problem that you want some help with, hit us up. You can slide into our DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up in emails, DZ@1037kissfm.com.
Yep.
But this one's an urgent one. Urgent!
Oh, jeez.
Got flagged, dog.
Oh, my God.
Say less.
Tell me more. No, yep. Say more. Don't say less. Say more.
Well, I said say less. We'll say more. We got you, Poppy.
Go on.
Good morning. I'm writing because I need urgent advice. My girlfriend and I have been together for a year. And while we don't live together yet, I do feel we're taking the steps towards that. She has a 4-year-old son from a previous relationship, and she's recently asked me to watch him overnight next week because of her work schedule.
Mm.
To be real, I told her I needed time to think about it and would let her know in the morning. Sense the urgency. She found that a little strange, but here's my hesitation. I'm uncomfortable being solely responsible for her child without her presence.
Yeah.
She's a nurse, works long hours, and typically her mom stays with grandma or another relative if she's not with dad. If he's not with dad. Okay, yeah. Okay. So pops is in the picture.
He doesn't stay with her boyfriend. No. He stays with his family when the mom is at work. She's
a
nurse.
This sounded like a one-off kind of-ish, like a pinch situation. Ain't nobody else. Said, while I have babysat for her before, it was never more than just a couple hours.
Right.
This overnight request was something that I wasn't necessarily expecting or ready for. Please help me work through this. I don't want my discomfort to negatively affect our relationship.
Well, how long have they been dating?
A year. Says about a year.
Okay.
Yeah,
long enough to introduce the kid. Okay.
The kid has been around.
So the kid's fine.
The kid's been around.
But do we want the kid to be... Well, are they going to move in together? Because if they're going to move in together, then what's the difference?
That's exactly what I'm leaning on right now.
That's where it gets weird. You don't think about this. I remember when Owen and Hudson, they moved in with their stepmom.
Yeah.
It wasn't until years later when Owen brought it up to me how he felt about that.
How did he feel about it?
He said when I introduced them to Pottery Guy, who I was dating at the time, they had never met a guy.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know, it was just a lot when we met our stepmom and moved in with her and her son.
Really?
And we had to get used to that. So if we'd have to get used to him and his kids. And I went, oh my gosh, we're just dating. Like you're not moving in with this guy.
And don't worry about that.
And I had to calm his nerves. And I said, if we ever moved in with anybody I'm dating, it would be like 2 years. I wouldn't do that to small children. I would give them a good grace period to be comfortable before I'd move them in with the dude. There's just no way.
And here's the thing: the kid is four.
Because they're moving in with a stranger.
Affects their psychology.
That's where I think that clicked for me with Owen was. Yeah. I'm not thinking that they're moving in with a stranger. To them, they're moving in with a stranger.
To them, they're going. I don't really know.
That's weird.
But this is a partner that you've had for a year.
Yeah.
The kid is four, so it's not like this is a newborn. There's less care. There isn't the baby aspects, right? I'm not saying that you might that you might not have to help in the potty or something,
yeah.
Right? Because four, you're right. Like, we got a four-year-old, right? Get it. You might have to be hands-on with this kid,
but
you're not
changing. Well, you're going to be
very influential. Diapers, and it's an overnight experience. I say do it. I do say do it.
Yeah.
This is a stepping stone and one of those stepping stones that you are looking for. Maybe this is a test. Maybe she doesn't actually need you to watch the baby. Now my brain is going like,
oh, she's videoing him while he watches the kid.
No, but maybe this is her going like, I do trust you enough. You have watched my baby before.
She better trust him.
Maybe my mom can't or is having difficulty watching a baby. She'd have to change her schedule. You're open right now. Mm-hmm. Can you take the kid overnight? Can I see if I can trust you enough while I'm at work.
So you're saying do it.
In the era of technology, it's not like you got to reach on a payphone to go call.
No.
You're going to be FaceTiming her. She's going to be checking in.
And the kid should be sleeping anyway.
I think do it, man. I don't necessarily like the fact that you feel discomfort by this, and I want you to express that, but she's already asked you, and you're dating for more than long enough, in my opinion. Mm. I think watch the kid overnight. If anything, get dad on call, too, just so that you have...
Oh, that's not awkward.
If you have full...
If
you're all friends, get dad on the line. Make sure you've got accessibility to reach out to everybody because she is going to be at work. Make sure you got grandma's number. Make sure you got mom's number. Well, obviously you got mom's number. You're dating her. Make sure you got dad's number, but any other relative involved.
I'm not concerned about them being able to call for help.
No.
Like anybody can call 911.
I don't know what this guy's worry is
about. I just don't. It's just a stranger. But if they've been dating for a year.
He can't be that strange.
All right. 414-533-1037. So she's a nurse and she's asked her boyfriend of a year if he will watch her four-year-old overnight.
Yeah.
How do we feel about this?
Do it.
DZ says do
it.
All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So she's a nurse. She's got an overnight shift, and she's asked her boyfriend to watch her four-year-old overnight.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows the four-year-old, and he's a little unsure. So Anna in Milwaukee said, where is the dad? We don't know.
Dad can't do it. Grandma can't do it. All of a sudden,
the dad has an overnight job. I don't know.
Honestly. Whatever reason, he has been asked.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, and we don't know why, but clearly.
Maybe the dad's a police officer on overnight shift. Maybe he works at a factory. It could be anything.
Don't know nothing about that.
Who knows? Who cares?
Sorry.
I mean, it matters.
It matters. But all parties that normally are hit up, relatives, grandma,
watch
dad,
the kid.
Don't have that option. So, fourth place.
Well, Megan in Campbell Sport, we're going to pull her up for first because she actually agrees with you, DZ, ooh, and says, do it.
I see. Brett, he's worried because he's thinking he's got to be a dad. You don't got to be a dad. You just got to be a friend that doesn't let him choke. A babysitter, man. That's right. You're just not getting paid.
Exactly.
Well, you paid in other ways, you
know? Oh, boy.
Yeah, Megan, good morning. When was the yes?
Hi, Megan. Why do you say do it?
So I have a 4-year-old, and I have been with my now fiance for less than a year, and I work in Milwaukee, and we live in Campbellsport. So
okay. That's a drive. That's a drive.
How quick did you get engaged? My gosh.
All right. When you know, you know.
No, really. That was a real question. How quickly did you get engaged? Like, when did you start dating, and when did you get engaged?
We started dating in February, the beginning of February, and we got engaged in September.
Okay. So y'all coming up on a year. All right. Hey, she said, when you know, you know. All right. So
you got a 4-year-old.
Experience. Yeah.
Yep. And so he gets her ready for school, takes her to school, picks her up. And they do all the things together without me. I'm gone all day, and I trust him.
You
to
depend
wake her
on him.
Damn. Well, you better if you're going to marry him.
I mean, right, right. He's your fiance, right? So it's like you guys obviously live together, though, right?
We just moved in together.
Okay.
Oh, so even before moving in, it'd be like he go pick her up, and then y'all he'd take her to your house and wait for you to get home, basically, whatever.
Yep, that's correct.
Wow. Mm. Listen, if you could do it, this is why she's saying do it. If you feel that comfortable, and he did on the front end say, while we don't live together yet, we're taking those steps forward toward
You got to get to know the kids, and you got to be involved in their lives, I suppose.
Big guy, that's a step. You're going to be a stepfather if you see steps forward, right?
100%.
You got to do it.
And he's got to deal with that.
This is a test.
All
you got to do it.
Well, Megan, thank you for calling. You know, we're going to talk to you next, a dude.
Hey, appreciate it, Megan. Have a good day.
Bye.
Love you back. Hit up Rich in Greenfield. Let's see what he thinks. Rich, what's going on?
What up, man?
Hey, buenos dias. Good morning, y'all.
Rich, talk to us. What
buenos
do you think?
Dias.
Buenos dias.
Yeah. What's the story? Yeah. What do you think?
Hey, I'm going to agree with DZ today.
Do it, huh?
What? Do it.
What?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you got into a relationship quicker, too? Or like Megan as well? Or what? What's the story here? All these fast movers
No. I've been with my wife for over a century, you know, right? Because sweethearts,
oh,
we've been together
for
forever, but I think this is that person's call to service. You know, this is their time to shine, to go ahead and show that they're able to do this.
Step
and
up.
I agree.
I need a dude with
they're,
a call to
they're
service.
They're not asking him.
This is a step up moment for real, and whether it's a test or not, it's a test for you. Like, can you handle this? And if you say no, you already said half no by saying I need to think about it. Mm-hmm. You sent a clear message that said you're worried about it.
And no one's asking him that. No one's telling that person I need you to be a dad. I need you to do this. No one's saying that.
Well, maybe he's not ready. Maybe he's not ready. Maybe.
Right.
You know what?
And that's okay. No one's telling them to be ready.
Nobody's telling them
to watch the kid overnight.
We're
just telling you to get the kids
overnight. I'll watch anybody's kid overnight. I don't care.
If the kid's gonna be asleep, I'm gonna be asleep.
Right. That's fair. Hopefully. I think he's worried about the kid. Maybe he's a wild child and he didn't write that in, right? What's he worried about that we don't know about? Because it doesn't sound like there's anything to worry.
Well,
you
then we got
make
somebody
sure
on the phone who wants to bring that up, ironically.
Maybe,
so we gotta go, Rich.
Maybe.
Okay, Rich.
Maybe one of the things is attachment issues.
Attachment issues. He doesn't want to get attached to the kid. Say this goes south.
They don't want to get attached to the kid. Yes,
he's already attached to the woman. If you've babysat and met the kid, you're already attached.
Somebody else's kid, though. It's somebody else's kid. They don't want to get attached to that kid like that because it's somebody else's kid already.
He's saying do it, though.
I've seen that happen from other people's perspective.
I follow you, but you're still saying do it. I love it, Bobby. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Rich. Bye.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Love. Peace.
Hit up Saucy now. Saucy is already concerned about the hesitation in this guy's breed.
Is she? Okay.
She was like, hold on. And she's a single mama.
Well, she's different, so she thinks
she is different.
I am different.
Hey.
And I totally. Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Morning, Saucy.
All right. What
morning.
Do you think?
It's really weird with this hesitation. What are you hesitating about? Majority of the time, the kid's going to be sleeping.
Yeah.
So why are you so hesitant?
Especially if
you are going to be moving in together. It's a partnership. You guys are together. So what's your issue?
Step up. What's the issue?
If you're dating her and her kid's 4 and she's got to work overnight.
Doesn't sound like the dad's a problem. Doesn't sound like the dad's
you
a problem.
You being hesitant is kind of a red flag.
That's what I said. I think he's not ready. I don't think he's ready maybe to have kids.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
Exactly. And that is okay.
But then he
and
needs
that
to address
is okay.
That.
Well, then you're with the wrong one. I'm sorry,
guy.
That
4-year-old
ain't going nowhere. He's actually only getting older.
Can I speak as a single parent, DZ? Guys do this all the time, or women, you date someone and the kids aren't involved, so you forget because you're living a different life. Mm-hmm. You forget that they have a whole different life when you're not around with children.
And then, bam, a year later, now all of a sudden, there's the kid involved. Sure, you've babysat him a little bit. Mom's always around, though. Living. And that's not what you... Oh, so now it's an adjustment and he's not ready for that adjustment?
It's a different
life.
That's
it right there. Yikes. And you got to communicate those issues if there is an issue there. Yeah. And especially you need to communicate your, hesitation between it. Not, I'll give you a definitive answer in the morning.
I think it's being scared of what you don't know, right? If you're not, if you've got zero experience with children besides this person that you've now dated for a year who's got a four-year-old, you watch that three-year-old turn to a four-year-old. Yeah. You've been around for at least a year.
Right.
Nobody's saying you're the daddy. Nobody's making you the daddy,
not
but you're
all.
In that kid's life already. You formed some memories in his brain, bruh. I think do it still.
Well,
don't worry about what you're not worried about.
Saucy, we got a caller on the line, a regular we haven't heard from in a million years. We got to go. Love you. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm excited.
Bye.
All right. Pull her up and her theme song. It's about time we heard from you.
Gotta dust this bad boy.
The flower lady, Leone in Milwaukee. She said she listens every day, but it's a call. I said, that's fine.
You're,
hey,
you're busy,
girl.
You're busy. We understand.
I am, Vic. Well, I'm listening every day, so that's got to count.
It does. Sure does, girl.
She said this one touched her heart.
It.
Why did this touch your heart?
Oh.
Well, it's because, you know, I'm a mom and a grandma and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I agree with Saucy and DZ. It's a red flag. I mean, she counts on this guy. They've been together a year. And for you to even hesitate.
It's the responsibility red flag there.
Oh, my God. Because I'm like, he's going to let me down with my kid. What's going to be the next letdown?
Ah,
maybe that's why
you need somebody in a pinch. I mean, you need somebody in a pinch.
Maybe that's why I'm saying it's a test.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe.
I'm like, I would take that as a really red flag. I would be so offended. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's overnight. You're not asking him, you know, for anything but to help you out.
It's 12 hours, Max.
I know.
Maggie in Milwaukee texted in. She said, watch the kid. It's a great stepping point. She obviously trusts you. This is down the right path. I don't think it's discomfort. I think he's just nervous and doesn't want to mess it up.
I agree. I think it's like, oh, now I'm being in charge for real. I got to make sure this kid eats the right things and does the right things, watches the right things.
I got to be a dad.
Now I can't hop on the game and throw the remote or whatever, right? Like, I feel like it's not discomfort, it's just nerves.
Stop being selfish.
Get over
this
it,
bro.
If you love her, maybe he ain't said nothing about love, but if you do love her genuinely, guy, you're going to have to do this regardless. Mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah, you got to step up.
Thank you.
Help her out. I agree with you 100%. Step up or step out.
Oh,
I love it.
Leo, you said it, girl.
Girl, good to hear
from
you.
You got me all fired up.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ.
Huepa, buenos dias.
Good morning. What are you all flustered about?
Did you hear about this?
No.
Me and my wife randomly saw something that threw us for a loop, bro.
What?
There's places where if you do online shopping or some in-stores, they're doing return fees for things that you buy. Return fees. I'm talking about TJ Maxx. They got like an $11.99 return fee if you return a gift.
Is this because so many people wear stuff and return it? Those are the people ruining it for the rest of the class.
You got me.
Can't stand you people, dude.
I'm sorry, but no.
I'm not paying return fees.
No, a return fee?
I don't even return stuff. Who am I kidding?
Guess what now? I'm just going to keep every single gift, right? Like, because before you'd be like, I'll return something I don't like. Now say I get a gift that I don't want. I take it back to whatever store it came from. They might look at me and go, well, you got to pay $11.99 on top.
No.
Psych.
You know what they must be doing? It's like, you know, I have like huge feet because I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking for my shoe size, which is a 12 in women. And it is like so hard to find anywhere.
Something that's comfortable.
So sometimes I find these shoes that clearly were ordered online by somebody and returned to the store.
Yeah.
And those are when I win. So they need to stop punishing the people who order online and return to the store or whatever. These are the people those are the one hit wonders you find at the store, man.
Yeah, that part.
Now,
the one
people,
hit wonders, good
you,
way to put it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
What you're talking about.
And the way people, the ones that do go out and wear stuff and return it, you're messing it up. Because
the
now they
ones?
Don't have they got to hire more people for you people. We don't have time. You're ruining the system.
Bruh, and that's just one of many. And I'm thinking to myself now going, ain't no way people are actually going to pay that fee. I'm sorry, but if you do, that's
would make
crazy.
Me give you a gift card before I'd ever buy you anything from that store.
And is that what they're trying to do?
Maybe.
I got so many theories about it, but
maybe.
We ain't got enough time, bro.
We do not
good
have enough
Lord.
Time.
But when I saw that, I was like, I got to share that with the class. Because return fees?
Well,
return fees.
It's messed up.
Since when?
Maybe we'll discuss more on the show a different time.
Since how?
Somebody said, I am so triggered for the return fees. That's Carl.
Who made fetch happen? I'm not about that life. No, thank you.
Somebody said re-gift. We hate to do it, but if this is what's going to happen, then yeah, re-gifting's going to happen.
Then I'm out. Re-gifting is exactly going to happen, and they can deal with the return fees.
Yep. Amen to that. Somebody said, it's for online returns. Do you order online?
When
no.
you have to.
They're saying, did you order online? That's why you saw a return fee. I don't think, he didn't get charged. He saw that
was
happening.
This is happening to people. People are being charged return fees. If it's online, it doesn't matter. Why are you being charged to return something that you ordered?
I think the moral of the story is, this year I would check to make sure before you go return stuff.
Yeah, look, because some people,
they've changed their...
Some people blindly just do it.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't even...
Wouldn't know you got charged $15.
I don't think that's going to last, but let's see how it works out for them.
We'll see.
All right, you ready to get into Am I the Jerk and then give away these Morgan Wallen tickets right after?
Lord of mercy, I don't know if I'm ready for today's Am I the Jerk.
Well, it's pretty intense.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, I might be hallucinating.
I hope not.
But did I just see somebody in like an elf outfit outside? Come on.
What?
Can I just look?
Yeah, I guess you have to.
Can't get in.
There's somebody in an elf outfit out there?
Walking around our building.
We got Buddy the Elf walking around this bad boy?
It's creeping me out. I don't know who it is or what they
hey,
want.
You know I'm the wrong
but
one.
But they're not getting in.
That part, we busy. It's time for Am I the Jerk?
Okay, this is a really intense one. So listen to this,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah.
They want to know if they're the jerks, this couple, for offering to buy their friends a new roof.
Huh?
Hold on. Yeah, I know. Allie and DZ, my husband and I have some really good friends who are currently struggling financially.
Oh, okay.
They have 3 kids and a decent house, but the roof is leaking.
Mm.
I'm talking pots on the ground. We've been friends with them for over 10 years, and since we're really close, my husband and I know that finances are the reason they can't afford this new roof.
Roofs are not cheap, dog. We just did our roof.
Seriously, we've minded our own business through most of their struggle and just listened when they would share, as we've had our own financial struggles.
You let them vent, right, as the homies.
Mm-hmm. Now that we're approaching 40, we've accepted help from others throughout our life and can afford to help them.
Love that.
So we reached out and told them we had pooled money from all of our close friend group and want to give them $20,000 for their new roof.
God.
All a gift, no questions asked.
Wow. Wow, y'all are great friends.
But they've turned us down and it's breaking our heart. We know it's a pride thing, but we also know how much help we've received from others and that it's okay to accept help. So are we the jerk for trying to help and offering them money to buy a new roof? Please. We even offered to pay the roof company directly for them.
So that they didn't even have to take the money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Please keep me anonymous, as this is a very touchy situation all around.
No kidding me.
Okay, so.
No kidding me.
Amazing friends, obviously.
Yeah.
That they want to, they have the ability, I mean, anybody would if they had the ability. Let's be real. Well, most people would
if they had the ability. Most people given.
It feels good.
But this is now, let's call it a group of friends that have pooled together and bought you
a
new roof.
Or, $5,000 a piece, maybe they're all putting into the pool. Let's say it's four couples.
Five grand a piece. That's logical.
And they all want to chip in and buy their friends a new roof because they've accepted help and they're fine and their friends are not.
Just think of how much this couple and family probably goes out the way to help people that they don't fathom the fact that they're receiving that same love and affection and help back.
But
this sucks.
Offering this and doing this could also be considered jerky and totally out of your business. This is not your business.
Oh, you're overstepping.
You're way overstepping. So that could be considered jerky, and that might be why. I mean, now, I don't know.
Here's the thing, man. Every day I drive through my neighborhood, you know, I live in Bayview.
Yeah.
One of my neighbors has had a tarp over their roof since basically we did our roof.
Aww.
And you kind of understand what it might be.
It's
you know,
leaking,
the financial aspect of it. It's a big burden to replace
a
roof.
It's a ton of money.
It's a ton of dog.
Yeah.
But when you have somebody offer that, you got to swallow that pride, right? Mm-hmm. You'd think, I say that, but then I go, I wouldn't take 20 bands as a gift from anybody. Mm-hmm. I would feel oddly indebted. That feels like too much money for me to ever take that isn't like a lottery win.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right. Mm. Right.
This isn't about no solutions, man, but I just hate how this feels because they should gracefully take the money and take the roof or let them pay, but it's not going to happen.
Ashley in Oak Creek said, oh my God, not the jerk at all. They're not just friends. They're family. Pure hearts of gold.
I like that's the way you're thinking, but that's not how it feels.
Somebody said, keep you anonymous. I don't think there's many friend groups doing this for one another. You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
We all wish. You don't know what friends do for each other because this is a private matter, and this is why they want to be anonymous, because you don't know if other people have. You don't know if neighbors help neighbors buy stuff. They could.
You
never know.
You don't know how extended that neighborly sensation goes
totally.
For them.
Totally.
But here's the thing. If your family, right, say blood relative were to mm-hmm. see you with a leaky roof and offered, hey, I know it's going to cost almost 20 grand.
Let's just say it's your parents.
Your parents were to give you money, you'd probably take that willingly.
Mm-hmm.
Why not the close circle? Why not the support?
It's your friends.
Is it because they are genuinely outside? Because then it's the family you create. This is 100% pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money. Not the jerk.
Okay, they want to know, this couple that wants to know if they're the jerks for offering to buy their friends a new roof. They pooled all their money, up to 20 grand, a bunch of couples, and they've said, we've accepted help in the past. We've had our own financial struggles, and now we're good. We're almost 40, and we want to help our friends who are clearly struggling and need a new roof, and they will not accept it.
They don't want to be a part of their pay it forward, and
I actually
have to respect that.
I kind of feel that.
Just because you've taken financial help,
it might not be smart, but
you've taken financial help, great. That doesn't mean I have to be a part of your pay it forward so you feel good about it.
I agree with that as well. You can't assume that they should accept it because you've accepted help. That's how you would do things.
Did I just flip to the jerk side for offering?
This is a wild one. Are they the jerks for offering to buy their friends a new roof?
Yes.
No questions asked.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. I think yes.
414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We figured out who the strange character outside was, but you're going to have to wait, and I'll tell you who the elf outside is next.
It makes a lot more sense now.
What a weirdo.
What a freak. What our freak, though.
We love him. All right, listen. All right. We got to finish Am I the Jerk? Because it's pretty intense today.
Yeah.
They want to know if they're the jerks for offering to buy their friends a new roof. Their friends have three kids. They're struggling financially. And their roof is leaking pretty badly. So this group of friends, who are all reaching 40, said, you know, we've accepted help from other people.
Them being some.
People have given us money before, and we're okay now. We want to give back, and we want to pay for their roof. And the friends are like,
said no.
So are they the jerks for offering to buy a new roof for their friends?
They don't want to be their charity. Just because you got financial help in your life and needed it doesn't mean that I want you to help me in my struggle. I have to respect that, bro, even though I wish somebody wanted to give me 20 bands.
Well, we all do, but Dustin's in Cascade.
I guess until somebody's offering.
Let's see what Dustin thinks. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
You going jerk or not the jerk for offering to buy their friends a new roof?
Absolutely not the jerk.
No?
Wow.
But here's the added part to it. I don't know if this has been considered or not yet, but I'm a contractor, and I can tell you that it's almost definitely going to cost significantly more than $20,000 for a new roof.
Oh,
my
God.
We don't know how big. Maybe it's a small. Maybe it's only 1,000 square foot.
Way to ruin the holiday spirit and ruin my vibe.
I know.
I mean,
sorry, right? But, you know, that's where I'm coming from. Maybe they're
not even enough.
He's thinking
it's only half of what we have, and now, or what it's going to cost, and now we feel obligated
to take
because our friends just gave us $20,000 to come up with another $20,000 on our own, and they don't have it.
I really respect that spin, because he's going, what if they're going, great, thanks, 20 bands, we still need 15 more to go, and we don't got it right now.
Yeah,
Dustin.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, it's incredible. Gesture, obviously. For
incredible.
Well, maybe they all add five more in then, and you got 40 then.
You gonna throw in five?
No,
I ain't got five on it. I'm not
giving anybody $5,000.
We can.
Are you kidding me?
Go for it. Come on. Who else out there wants to throw in another five? We can do it.
I'm light today, Dustin. Crazy.
You know, I knew our listeners were gonna call in and try to buy a roof for this family.
Get out of here.
They don't even want the roof from their friends, Dustin.
You think they're gonna take it from us?
Come on.
We'd have to put a KISS logo on the roof, and they definitely don't want that.
Do you know?
Free advertising.
If somebody can write Cleveland on a house, and when you fly in and see it in Milwaukee,
welcome to Cleveland.
Why can't we put 103.7 KISS FM's logo on the roof? We could do it.
Dustin,
it's a billboard.
Right?
Dustin, you're a contractor.
Sheboygan painted with the Denver Broncos logo.
There is a Denver Broncos house in Sheboygan. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's all gross.
Right. Well, Dustin says not the jerk.
All right.
All right, Dustin. We'll talk to you later.
Awesome. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Bye, you too, man. You too. Peace. Great spin for real.
Yeah.
He said, as the roof guy, think about it.
He said, they're not even close. Go to Nikki in West Dallas. Hi, Nikki.
Good morning.
Jinx.
Hi, good morning.
Are they the jerks for offering to buy their friends a new roof? They pulled their money and said, here, we know you need it. And the friends are like, no, thanks.
Don't be scared.
They are absolutely not the jerk.
Mm.
Two for two.
I actually need my roof replaced.
She said,
speaking of.
Friends.
Hey, friends.
Right.
Everyone's got FOMO right
but
now.
But I actually got a quote for just under $10,000 to have it replaced.
Well, that's the thing. I was listening to Dustin. First of all, it depends on the house, the shingles, big, how small. Like, there are
material,
so many things that matter with a roof.
Company.
It could be anywhere from, depending on if you have a Milwaukee house, or it could be anything.
It could be the area, too. Yeah. Like, let's say they live more suburban area, bigger square foot. No, for sure. It takes
because
a lot.
This group made it sound like they even offered to, like, go pay
cover
the
all.
Roof company directly for the family, so they just would show up and do it.
They must know that 20 bands is going to cover the cost of the roof. They must know that that amount will be new roof all done.
They know Dustin's getting ripped off.
And
right.
I'm kidding, Dustin, if you're listening.
We still love you, dog. But she's, hold on, though. You're still saying not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. No, not the jerk. Absolutely not the jerk. But I will say that I'll put the KISS logo on my roof for you guys.
Girl.
Drop the location, okay?
Girl, send us the address.
Girl.
we about to start a crowd source.
I will go on the roof with my alcohol, with my vodka and paint away, let me tell you.
Erin knows how to shingle roof. She did it this summer with her dad. Right. Remember, they did our roof.
We'll see you soon, Nikki in West
Dallas. There's an idea.
Okay, long as you don't mind yellow and red.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Nope, not at all. No problem. You guys have a good day.
You too, Nikki.
She's
much
like,
love.
Nobody's going to see it on the roof. What do I care?
Hey, they will when they're flying into Milwaukee.
You got that right.
They'll be like, that's not Cleveland. Mm-hmm. It's Milwaukee's
Last
Kiss
but
FM.
Not least, Roger.
Oh, Lord
the
mercy.
OG. Talking about, are we the jerks for offering to buy our friends a new roof?
Yes, but no. No, but yes.
Yo, good morning. Good morning. Ali DZ, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the OGR. If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go.
Oh, Roger.
That part.
What's going on?
Well,
Dustin, I'm on the same page as Dustin. I'm ready to do it, man.
Okay.
Whoever needs help, I'm ready to pitch in, man. Okay. I'm there. I'm 100% on
well,
it.
Well, did you hear Nikki?
Nikki needs a new roof.
Nikki, I heard Nikki, too. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Roger, you're too
together.
Giving.
Let's do it. I got $500 on it right now.
Oh, hold on, my though. Lord, Roger.
Roger, you're amazing, but hold on. You
I
know
put
how,
it out there.
You get the pride side of it, though, right?
Exactly.
It's got to be
sure,
pride.
For sure. I get it all, but what you got to understand is this. You have kids. Mm-hmm. You're putting them kids in danger.
Mm.
That water that's leaking in there Ooh. Is creating mold in those walls.
Electricity
right.
issues.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even go there. You got a family. You got littles. Roger, thank you for saying that.
Oh, man.
No doubt. You got to think about your kids first. Mm-hmm. Hey, mm-hmm. I can go without heat. I can go without lights.
I come from
roaches to riches.
I can.
I know how it is.
I can survive that. My family
exactly.
will not know that.
Dang, but to put
Roger.
My babies in there?
Nope.
Oh, no.
That's true. Vanessa and Kenosha texted in and said they should have just went straight through the company and paid for it without even telling them. True, but this is not find a solution.
Yeah.
This is now.
But if they would have did that, it could have got ugly. If they already
That's
saying
true.
No, and then you get the people to
That's
pull up and get on the roof
offensive.
And they say, get your butt off my roof.
You yeah. ruin a friendship over a new roof? I mean, it could
yeah.
happen.
It could happen.
But people's pride will take them to do some crazy things.
Somebody said, not the jerk.
Think about them babies.
No one should
Talk
ever be a
babies.
Jerk for wanting to help or offering. If they don't want help, they don't want it, but they did their part. Okay.
They did their part.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can't force them to take it.
Whoever's doing this is not the jerk, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And DZ, if you want to go to your neighbor and say, yo, can I help you out? I got $500 on it.
Say, Roger, you're too kind.
I got $500 on
he
it.
He said, DZ's neighbor has a tarp. I want to help
I got them, too.
Roof.
Say less, Roger. I'll let them know, bro.
You guys know I pull up.
I know you
up.
Are.
I know you are,
Roger.
We saw you at the toy drive. We saw you at the bike drive. You didn't mess around,
He doesn't
Roger.
Miss. Or his family. Or his family. No, that's
Roger,
a blessing.
Roger, we love you. Corden Sheboygan texted in and said, not the jerk. Pride to the side. Also, they'll have a tax deduction.
Ooh. I didn't even think about that.
It is what it is, but think about the kids, though.
Yeah.
I get it. You got a little pride about yourself, but it's more than just you now.
Yeah.
The babies ain't the pride ones. It's just you.
And
yeah,
whoever said, what if
you,
they're renting? They're not. They own the house.
They own the house.
We already have established that. So, all right, Roger. Yep. Love you.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great day.
You too,
man. Love. Peace.
Bye. I get why it's awkward if a friend's like, but it's also awesome. And you're lucky to have that support system. And these people have been friends for 10 years at least. I mean, it's not like they're brand new.
You'll regret not taking it, but you're not losing the support system not taking it.
That's
true. You taking it could isolate yourself from it, though, because now you feel like that friendship, that now friends group got some type of ownership because they literally paid for the roof over your head.
Right.
And as a man, as a provider, as a person, as somebody, I'd understand not
you
wanting
feel
to
like
take
you
that.
Owe somebody now.
That's my job to do. And I love and appreciate anybody to offer, but that's my job. That's my burden.
Mm.
Ooh.
Somebody texted in, the Broncos logo in Sheboygan is gross, but the guy that did it in memory of his wife, so we can't be mad about it.
That I did not know.
That's a good invite the jerk.
Well.
Can we be mad about the Broncos? We cannot now.
No, now we can't.
Made it awkward.
Ooh, now I feel bad.
Now there's a death involved and we have to be normal. Okay.
Great.
No, seriously. All right. Well, thank you to everyone for calling. We have to give away Morgan Wallen tickets and then we're going to talk to this clown who broke into the radio station. Looking around like
this
you don't know.
Elf over here.
Literally, somebody tried to break into the building in an elf costume. Yeah. We found out who it was, though.
An elf with a shelf.
This guy.
Yeah.
All right. 414-533-1037. You're going to see Morgan Wallen if you're caller 19 right now because he is coming to Soldier Field June 19th, 2026. Good luck. 414-533-1037. I cannot with this guy. Really trying to scare us at the radio station. Unbelievable. We're
almost
talking
worked.
To you. We're going to tell you who it is in 1 second. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Pull up Lydia in West Bend.
Hey, Lydia. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Yes.
Morning.
West Bend is hot. And she goes, yeah, I heard the one on Monday from West Bend, the winner on Monday, Amanda.
Crazy. West Bend wants to win Morgan Wallen tickets.
What? Hey, well, good news. You're caller 19.
Hey!
Have you ever seen Morgan Wallen?
I have not.
Well, it's your lucky day. You're going to Chicago. I'm sorry I have to send you to Chicago,
yeah.
But you'll have a good time.
Okay.
You'll go to Soldier Field.
It'll
you'll
at least
see
be warm.
In a stadium. You won't have to look at the Bears, thank God. Ugh.
You'll
just have to watch Morgan Wallen. So have a great time, okay?
Thank you.
Well, somebody's going to be in touch, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Lydia.
Congrats. Scream it to the world. Bye.
All right, now let's get down to business.
Business.
We have things to talk about, including... Did you hear what the biggest holiday drink of the year is? What the most popular? Do you have a guess?
A guess to the popular holiday drink?
Mm-hmm. What do you think the number one drink is right now?
I'm throwing eggnog at it every single year.
Eggnog didn't even make the list!
That's
how much we've evolved, dude.
No, eggnog is still top tier.
Make it over to the microphone now,
I don't
mister.
Like this.
What are you, an elf on the shelf? What is this guy? I don't even know what he is. Somebody texted in and said, I already know it's Tony and Racine. Ding, ding! A ding, ding!
Life.
Wait, is that the elf head I wore? Didn't I wear one of your costumes, Tony, the mascot man?
Yes, you did.
Was it that one?
There was a lot.
Oh, God.
You sicko. You're married.
I'm done with any of my questions now.
He's talking to us through the head. I can't even with this elf head.
You're going
to
look at me. You're going to look at
creepy.
Me right.
Yeah, that's
creepy.
No, that's creepy. Where's my phone? I got to record this creepy.
Quite honestly, I'm creeped out, dude. I mean, okay, so I'm looking out the window.
Uh-huh.
And I see somebody in the window, like, waving to us. We're in the middle of Am I the Jerk. I'm like, dude.
Is there an elf outside? And I'm like, no. Were you talking about Buddy the Elf? I didn't realize we had a full-fledged elf on the show.
It's Tony and Racine,
our mascot man.
Tony, guess what the number one holiday drink is? I can't even look at you with that elf head on. Can you
take that thing off?
I can't even look at you.
Now hold it.
Put it back on.
It was Halloween.
I love you, Tony. No, seriously. Seriously, do you have any guess what the number one holiday drink is right now?
Rum chata.
That's a good guess. I wasn't thinking boozy, but for sure.
Well, I thought eggnog would at least make the list.
Right? I figured eggnog is like top tier no matter what. That's like quintessential. You got to have a little eggnog or you got to drink coquito.
The most popular holiday beverages.
Dun, 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 dun.
Come on. Hot chocolate, guys.
Boo.
Oh, my God.
Hot chocolate.
Boo.
Everybody
if it ain't got cheese in it, I'm not, no.
You with the cheese. Will you explain the cheese thing to everybody?
It's Colombia Lee cultural. I'm from Colombia, and genuinely, I don't know any other culture that puts mozzarella cheese or a white crumble cheese, if you will, like low sodium cheese.
When you first told me, I went, huh?
Hot
Who
chocolate.
Puts cheese in hot chocolate? And you were like, me.
In hot chocolate.
Inside, grab you a mozzarella cheese stick, dip that bad boy in there, man, the chocolatey flavor with the melty little cheesy ooey gooey goodness. You could get a little bun if you want a bread piece in there just to add some extra. It's so good.
I'm sorry I came today.
Oh, we are too, actually. Anyway, Tony and Racine, it's so good to see you, and thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you guys as well.
You have any guesses for what else made the list of the favorite holiday beverages?
Top is hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate was the number one list. What was the one you said, Tony?
Rum chata.
Is that even on there?
No. It needs to be a specific drink. Like apple cider came in second.
Apple cider's in second?
And then the third was...
Before eggnog?
And the eggnog didn't even make the top 10, dude. I'm telling you.
Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
I mean, shout out my guy, Apple Cider, I guess.
Third, the espresso martini, guys.
No.
Come on, everybody's drinking those this time
over
of year.
Rum chata?
Everybody's tired. It's winter. We're in a bad mood. It's dark out. We need a little kick me, you know?
I've never liked martinis.
Well, an espresso martini is like a Red Bull and vodka, but in the coffee
in
a, world.
In coffee world,
it's
sure.
It's like drinking, you know, espresso's gonna... People do it to wake up after they're tired at night,
yeah,
you know?
Caffeine and alcohol, always a great mixture.
Yes, yes.
Perfect for waking up.
Perfect. Exactly what it's designed for, y'all.
What are your favorite holiday beverages? Is it something we didn't say yet? Because there's more on the list. 414-533-1037. Carl and Indy texted in, said, hot chocolate's overrated. Does everybody have a problem with hot chocolate around here? I didn't know this was a thing.
I love hot chocolate. I just wished it wouldn't have been the top dog. Like, there's no way that it's got to be the number one. But then I think families, everybody, kids, well, young, old, everybody loves some hot cocoa with a little marshmallow.
Somebody said this isn't just holiday drinks and it's winter drinks. Fine, whatever. Fine. Somebody else said, I'm from Puerto Rico and we put cheese on the coffee. That's Soul from Milwaukee.
Coquito too, yo. Mm-hmm. Talking about Puerto Rico, yo.
Said, don't knock it till you try it. And then somebody said, ask Tony about T-Pac.
Oh my gosh.
Who's T-Pac, Tony?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Long-lived character.
Well, we're going to find out.
Oh no.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord. I got a feeling we got T-Pac in the room with us.
Oh, Lori OG said, peppermint mocha eggnog. It's fire.
Peppermint mocha eggnog. I might be interested in
Turn
that little bit.
Turn off your phone. We're on the air, man. Who's calling you?
This
Tony
guy.
Tony and Christine, you're never invited again until next year.
It's my wife. I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, well,
hey,
yeah, that's different. That's different. Hey, girl.
Answer it.
She texts me.
Oh, I thought
it's
okay.
A text.
I thought he sent her
he silenced his
wife. I was about to light him up.
No, never.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, thank goodness.
Thank God. Tony and Racine, love you. Thanks for coming by.
Love
Don't
you guys.
Stop scaring us. Can you scare the sports guys?
I did scare the crap out of the sports guys.
You already hit him?
He was
happened?
So scared.
Wait, can we go in there and scare him some more?
Give me the head. I'll
whatever
go
you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, give me the elf on the shelf head. Whatever. You know what I mean. Tony, goodbye. Every now and then, somebody comes to your work and scares the... Bejesus out of you.
Bleep Jesus out of you.
Today it was Tony and Racine who showed up in his elf costume and scared our sports guys. Did the sports guys jump when they saw you in the window?
Our mascot,
yes,
man.
No, he jumped. He went back in his chair. Like,
genuinely?
What the heck is going on?
Because
you were outside the building with the full costume, the head on, everything.
Like a psychopath.
So, right. So I peeked into his window sideways on the side, and then I looked at him like this, you know, tilted my head, and then when he looked, I waved. And so he jumped back like, what?
As lovely and as hearty, like heartwarming as these little costumes are, you can make them look creepy with that weird tilt to the head for
100%.
Sure.
I got Michael Myers going.
We're talking about with Tony and Racine, who scared us with his elf on the shelf costume, but it is the holiday season and we love to see him. We're talking about your favorite holiday or winter drinks, whatever. Eggnog did not make the list. Hot chocolate was number one, everybody. Deal with it.
I'm appalled that eggnog isn't even on the
it's
list.
Not, followed by apple cider, espresso martini, and other things on the list. Mimosas, hot toddies, a bellini.
Mimosas?
Which could be an argument that it's not a holiday drink. That's a brunch drink. I woke up and started drinking.
That's a year round. Yeah. That's like I'm trying to do the nice weather. Mimosas ain't for the winter.
Maybe it's for the people that never drink the once a years, like the New Year's Evers or something.
That's a soft drink.
The champagne.
It's a champagneers. Weak drink. Well, yeah, it's for people that don't drink.
The champagneers that are like, I want to partake, but I don't want to. Like, I'm not like a drinker.
And I want something that tastes like orange juice because I can't really.
You know,
I can't drink vodka like Allie, so I guess I'll go for the champagne and the orange juice.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Let me stop talking.
I forgot. One of our regulars, actually, one of our regulars is not on the phone.
No?
Destiny's wife, Lala, is on the phone.
Oh!
Who Tony and Racine knows. You're going to put those headphones on if you want to hear her, Tony.
Morning, Lala.
Hey,
Lala. Buenos dias. We're a regular too. We're our one.
Honestly.
You know what?
Fair.
You're right.
Oh, he's playing Destiny's song.
Someone's in trouble.
Oh.
She knows where to find me.
Anyway.
She's all right.
Lala, we're talking about your favorite winter drinks. Tony scared the crap out of us.
This
welcome.
Welcome. What's up, Tony?
What up? Welcome.
This guy comes in with a costume welcome. Says welcome. Forget you, Tony. I could not, dude.
Nonchalant.
I can't stand this guy. What's your number one drink, Lala? Come on.
You gotta have a couple.
Hello, coquito.
Coquito.
So this is the cheese and the hot chocolate.
No. This is a Puerto Rican beverage.
The rum chata Puerto Rican way. It's a rum chata rum.
Explain. Imagine eggnog and rum chata, but huepa.
Yeah. Oh, they actually go together.
And I make it every year. Hey, explain it.
Explain it. You got to explain it because I can't do it better than you can because you're the one that makes it now.
Yeah.
Lala.
What goes in it?
So it's a lot. It's like, there's like evaporated milk with Bacardi. You could do it with any type of rum.
Vodka? Oh, it's rum. It's not vodka.
Usually rum.
Yes, it's usually rum, either dark or light.
Yep.
I usually do the light Bacardi.
Some people do.
And then. And some cinnamon. You could do either cinnamon powder or cinnamon stick, just for garnishing. Mm-hmm. And then there's, what else?
I don't like condensed
milk. It's milky and creamy.
People do condensed milk.
Know,
you ever had
it's
rice
like
water?
Bailey's.
You ever had horchata? Like at a Puerto Rican?
I have.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a creamier, thicker horchata mixed with like a little eggnog, with a little Bailey's, with a little rum chata, with a little everything.
A little bit of this and that, but the Puerto Rican spicy way.
Well,
and
a whole lot of wepa. I would have had it, Lala, since you make it every year, but I guess not.
No sugar, though. That's the thing. No
okay,
sugar.
Well, come on.
Lala, have you ever had a sugar-free coquito? Because I never have.
Oh, then I'm out.
Sugar-free coquito? No, I'm sorry.
That's why she hasn't tried it, because it's got it's literally sugar on top of sugar with extra sugar and some more sugar.
It's not on our menu, she said.
It's got condensed milk in it. Like, it's got lecherita, dog. Like,
this is a little bit of leche.
Lala, this is why I love you, because you don't go, oh, let me figure it out. You go, not on the menu. Try somewhere else.
Oh, that's a restriction?
Oh, Lala, that's so funny. Well, thanks for calling, Lala.
Welcome.
We need a backup.
You too. Bye.
Hey, I'm coming over for some.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
I'm going.
She needs Elf on the Shelf.
She needs Elf
on the Shelf. Tony.
Elfito with Coquito.
All right. Well, Tony, thanks for coming in.
No.
You big jerk. We love you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for stopping by in your Elf on the Shelf costume because you're a lunatic, Tony and Racine. Tony has his own business, The Mascot Man. I'm using one of your pens today.
Oh, awesome.
She uses it daily. No lie.
I really do.
Good. I dropped off like 100.
Well, I know. And
the only one left.
One.
We threw the rest away.
Oh, we did.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got more in my car.
We didn't throw them away. We recycled them.
Oh, true. True. They did go in the blue bin.
In the trash.
All these ribs, bro. I love it.
Let me go grab some more for you.
Tony, goodbye. Love you.
Goodbye,
thanks
guys.
For coming. Enjoy your holiday drinks. Hot chocolate, number one on the list. Yum.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's definitely the holidays.
100%. Oh, we're in the spirit.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and Deezy, good morning.
Buenos dias. Messing with your coworkers is fun.
Tony and Racine came in and he was wearing an Elf on the Shelf costume and it's crazy. And he went up to our sports guy's window and one of our sports guys just came in and said, never again.
Never again.
I thought it was somebody holding an Elf on the Shelf and then it waved.
Giant Elf on the Shelf came to life. I almost died. He said, I decreased myself in my shorts, okay?
Oh, God. And we said, we didn't know he was coming. Elf on the Shelf was swinging by today. We didn't know.
Scared us also, our guy.
Ah, but it's definitely the season when an Elf on the Shelf scares you in the window, okay?
Fun ways I didn't know messing with your coworker. Getting somebody to dress in a costume to come scare your coworkers. Yes.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe. Mm-hmm. No, that's a vibe. Everybody should try that once in their life.
I feel better now. I got some good laughs in this morning. What are these unspoken rules we should all follow, DZ?
Felt nice. Oh, man, yeah, bro. I brought this up to you the other day. Mm-hmm. You know how there's little things that I feel like all of us should partake in. Now, mm-hmm. whether it's a law of life or not, it feels like it's a law of life to me.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular.
Yeah.
I think we should all not tip on credit cards.
I knew you were going to say tip in cash. That was like an unspoken rule. I always tip on the card unless I'm at the nail place because they ask us and charge us more. So I'm like, well,
maybe. The tax is different than, you know, sometimes they don't even get the tip, right? So for example, when we get Insomnia Cookies, shout out Insomnia and Bayview on Kinnickinnick. They know me and my family well.
I bet. Do they know you as well as McDonald's does? I've seen your Venmo.
Just about as well as McDonald's. So the thing is, though, when we give them, you know, we pay on the card, whatever, but then we always make sure we wait. And every single time, these people are astounded that they're receiving a tip. One time we asked, like, why are you guys shocked every time we give you guys a cash tip? And it was like, well, we normally don't get that tip from the company when it goes on the card. So the delivery drivers aren't receiving that portion of that tip.
Aww.
So when they get a cash tip, every time they're super appreciative. And we're like, bro, it's just five. It's just 10. It's just this.
I'll start tipping the pizza guy. Cash,
right?
I never have it. Now I gotta go get it.
Now you gotta keep a little
That's
cash on you.
That's the next problem.
I got one more for you, and this one I've fallen victim to myself. None of us should ever wear red going to Target. Unspoken rule about life, you do not wear red at Target. Unless you want to get mistaken for an employee 100,000 times.
I could get behind that one. So we tip in cash and we don't wear red to Target. Unspoken rules we should all follow. I support this.
We also never round up. Never.
Oh, you taught me this one the other
round
day.
Up.
By the way, you guys can chime in 414-533-1037. What are the unspoken rules we should all follow? I learned this. I never round up to begin with, which might make me sound like a jerk, but then you told me I was actually doing the right thing. Because why?
Because here's the thing. That tip, that roundup for Saint whatever, for anything, any cause or coalition.
We're donating for the company instead of the company donating. Is that where you're going?
They've already made a donation on the company's own behalf. Mm-hmm. So basically us rounding up is the company recouping their donation. So we're just putting money in the company's pocket so that they make the money that they've already donated back.
We're donating for them.
We're making the donation for them.
They're instead of them not donating.
They're recouping funds rather than actually us putting the round up 17 cents. No.
And it's tax deductible.
They pocket in that and it's tax deductible. So don't round up. And also, go to the bathroom before you leave the house every single time.
Oh, that's your own issue. I'll stop to go if I have to, let me tell you.
With little boys, no.
I will say the rounding up thing, and maybe it's because it's the holidays. It's every single place I go.
Everywhere.
Like
everywhere.
It's McDonald's. It's Taco Bell. It's like every single place I go. Do you want to round up? No.
I hit yes on accident the other day, and I almost canceled my purchase. I was like, can you? Yeah. Forget it. It's 4 cents. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Y'all got me today.
Well, but unspoken rules we should all follow. I didn't round up anyway. But if I did, I would stop, okay?
Stop rounding up today, y'all. Hate to say it.
DZ said we always tip in cash.
Yep.
Don't wear red to Target.
Yep.
What are some others? You guys can add to our list, and we're going to talk to you next. Unspoken rules we should all follow. DZ said don't wear red to Target. And then somebody texted in and said, and don't wear blue or green to Aldi.
That's another good one. And always keep a quarter in your car, too, for the Aldi card. Pro tip.
Very nice. That was Tyler in Kenosha who texted that in, by the way. He said, I've been working for Instacart since June. Never wear green or blue in Aldi.
Yeah.
So many people think I work there.
Tyler, that makes sense. I ain't gonna lie.
Somebody else said, Kira said, never wear green at the Dollar Tree either.
Yes. Don't wear the color to the store you're going to. How about that?
Oh, man. Unspoken rules we should all follow. Amy in Oconomowoc wants to chime in because we were saying don't tip in cash.
Yeah.
Hi, Amy.
Or no, tip cash. Tip cash.
Tip in cash, not rather.
Card. Don't tip
not
on card.
On the card. But you wanted to chime in on that or what, Amy?
Yeah. So I actually work in the service industry as my second job.
Okay.
And for us, so there's so many things with it, but if you tip in cash, it doesn't have to necessarily be something
reported.
That could tax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even and though then, depending on the amount, you should report.
Oh, you're talking about when I bartended and did
pocketed the
did
tips.
Did I claim
and did,
my tips?
Exactly.
None of your business.
Yes. Exactly.
You have to look at my 2007 taxes to find out.
Good luck.
Right.
That's what that's what Amy's saying, though.
I totally get it.
When it goes on the card, it has to be taxed no matter what.
Yep. And then the other thing is that like some places will tip and so and you can do that. However, I know sometimes at places like for us, we get like super, super crazy busy at the Packer games, and so people will tip on the card for the split tip,
you know
but
what?
Then they'll give you a cash side tip if you're the one helping them the whole time.
Oh. I didn't tell you this story, but you're triggering something that happened on Thanksgiving with my kids.
What's up?
I was paying the bill because we went out to eat, and there was a woman who was not a, she was like helping our server. So there were multiple people serving us.
Like a busser.
Yes, like a busser. And when I was paying the bill, I noticed she was standing right behind me, and I just turned, she smiled and I smiled, and then I moved on with my life. And then eventually, because I was talking and not tipping, I was
You're filling things
out. And
then
the manager was like, hey, what are you doing? Well, I realized she was looking to see what I was tipping, and I bet they're fighting over tips.
Oh.
I bet they're fighting over tips, whatever, however they pool
however
it,
they split, whatever
right?
they do.
Because why would she be watching to see it? She wanted to know how much I tipped to know
exactly
if she's getting her money.
Her, to making
and
sure I she's getting her cut.
I could see what was going on because the manager was like, why aren't you working? And I could tell she was just politely standing there acting like, you know, she was waiting to fill our water.
I'm
and
not
I'm like,
doing anything.
I was like, oh, so I believe you. That how do I know if everyone that served me got the tip? I don't.
Well, and how
that
do you
sucks.
Know that the percentage that you want, say I want 100% of my tip to go to the server because they did all the
and
work.
And then they get split with somebody I don't even,
Man, I don't know Joe Schmo for table 9. I was in table 3, bruh.
Totally.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
So that, and that happens in more times than not, especially in corporate companies, but like, for us, the Packer games are so
crazy.
Busy that everyone's supposed to help everyone, but it doesn't always hand out.
Girl. We've been in the service industry, we know. So you're saying, you're agreeing, you're going cash tips, do not tip on the card, right?
Okay, cool.
Yes, and I only give cash tips when I'm out. Like, if I pay on a card, I won't tip on a card, I'll just give cash.
And you gotta write cash in the tip zone, because otherwise they think you just didn't tip,
I'm
right?
Oh!
I don't.
You don't write cash?
I don't tip in cash. cash
that I give it physically to the waitress or waiter.
So they know.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, somebody texted in and said their unspoken rule we should all follow is please flush the toilet when you use a public restroom. And we've pivoted. Okay, ooh. Amy. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, Amy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Gee, you know somebody want to say?
What?
You should write cash or at least
I didn't
put a,
know that. So they know you tipped.
Put a strike through or something.
What if somebody took it? That's my other fear.
Not so that they know you tipped. That's one reason, sure. But then another reason is so that they don't mess with totals, right? So
oh, because I put a dollar sign and a zero if I don't tip.
Perfect.
Because I don't want, because I, one of the guys that used to work here had a server, this is like 15 years ago, write a tip in it and lie.
Yep.
$100. They added a zero or something.
Even if you're not right, you don't write cash, you got to do something. Strike, zero, dollar sign, and X. Some, put something in that line just to keep yourself safe. Because if the server didn't do it, the manager might on the back end go, well, I'm going to add a $20.
Exactly.
No, no, no. We ain't doing none of that.
We're talking about unspoken rules we should all follow. Don't wear red to Target. Don't wear blue to Aldi. Don't wear green to the Dollar Tree.
Tip in cash.
And please flush the toilet. When you, it doesn't need to be a public restroom. It needs to be any restroom. Flush the toilet.
If it looks grody, I hate to say it, man. I might not touch that handle. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, Amanda's in Racine. Let's see what her unspoken rule is.
She might have a few.
I mean. Amanda!
Woo!
Oh!
She's on fire.
On fire.
What up, fam?
Oh, man. Amanda, what is your unspoken rule?
You guys got me thinking of the movie Mean Girls.
Ooh,
and I was thinking about all the rules they do where they only wear pink on Wednesday. And they only have their hair up in a ponytail once a week. Jeans on Friday.
Allie, we're wearing the wrong color.
Rules, I don't have pink on today. Oh,
wait. Oh, no.
I have purple.
My thong's pink.
Mine isn't.
Chill out, bro. What's your unspoken for real?
I didn't hear a word Amanda said, by the way.
No, me neither.
I have no idea.
She lost me
on
after Mean Girls.
He started looking at his undies. And I went, what is going on? He was checking to see if they were pink.
Had to make sure I had some pink on.
Anyway.
Amanda, get out of here, man. Goofball.
All right, what's your unspoken rule? Did you say or no?
I mean, I don't follow any of the rules, really. Oh. But I guess I would say, I go off of the Aldi's and, like, the colors. You don't want to wear blue at Walmart, either.
That's fair.
I always think I'm a worker over there.
Navy and khaki at Walmart? Good
it's
luck.
It's because you're so helpful, you know, Amanda? That's
I am
the
helpful,
problem.
Yes.
Somebody else wants to get on the phone now. They're calling in, so we're going to take another call. They're texting in saying they have a good story for us.
A good unspoken? All right.
But I don't know which line it is. Shoot.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, Amanda we got to go. Bye.
Love you, bye.
I have no idea which I have no idea who's trying to call.
This is going
to
be great.
Try three.
All right.
I mean four.
I was going to say, woo.
Hell, I don't know. Hi, Kiss FM. Are you the one who texted in?
I didn't text in, but I've got a great one.
Oh, dang it. Okay, we'll take it.
Real quick,
whoever's calling in, wait.
Calling in. No, do not buy the extended warranty.
Ooh, really?
Great one. No, that's actually, she's right.
I was always told, get the extended warranty.
I used to. I don't do it anymore.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it. What's your reasoning, though? Because now you're fighting evolution and everything I've ever known about the extended warranty.
And they're always calling about the extended warranty. How do I stop?
The cars.
Always calling about it. Yes. It's just like one of those, you never use it. It's it's there.
It's
save the money.
It's for anxiety-ridden moments.
Hi. Anxiety-ridden.
That's what my dad gets it. Used it.
Dang, don't get the extended warranty. That's a good pull.
I love it.
You got people high on that one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing today. We're going to see if we can find this other person.
Bye.
That was a good one. I didn't expect
that.
I didn't expect that at all.
Solid from a random pull.
Screw it. Try the first line. Devin and Racine, meanwhile, texted in, always use paper towel or sleeve to open any door handle.
Ah, germs. Yep.
Yeah.
Always leave a stall in between, fellas, especially if you're using the tinkle. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, Kiss FM. Are you the one who texted in with a story?
I am not.
Oh, my God. The one line we didn't answer. Unbelievable. I'm so sorry. Okay, what do you got?
What's your unspoken
rules?
Though?
Who is this?
Well, I'm just calling about your unspoken rule to not round up for charities.
Yeah. What's your name?
Well, my name's Elizabeth.
Hey, girl.
And I work at Mel's Charities in Ozaukee County.
Oh, this is going to get awkward.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
go on. I already feel awkward.
Go on.
Well, no, but I get it because I never used to really round up, especially when it was like for a large pharmaceutical research
something,
or whatever.
Yep.
Right, but we actually, Olson's Piggly Wiggly does a roundup for Mel's, and the money all goes back into the community to help people with special needs and community memorials and things like that.
Which is amazing, but you have to understand, Elizabeth, what we were saying was we're basic, instead of the company donating and saying they're donating, we're donating for the company, and then they're making it tax deductable. And so it's like basically then you're going, oh, we're paying their donation is what
they
we're getting
us
at.
They tell us round up to donate to charity, but the donation's already been made, right?
In their name.
The contribution was already given on their behalf. We're just letting or helping them
we're paying it back.
We're helping them recoup their funds for the $2 million, $3 million donation.
Oh,
so
see,
when
I
it's something local, though, Elizabeth, like what you're talking about, that's really
gung-ho,
cool.
Gung-ho, round
but
up.
But at the same time, that's the method, and that's why people find it shady.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that until this week. I know I never do it, but now I know why.
Now you get it.
Now I get it, you know what I mean?
I also get it for that reason, yeah.
For your corporation, well, that's not
said,
even a corporation.
Rounding
that's mom
up
and pop.
Is a business write-off. No, thank you.
Right, that money's already been given, right? Like now if I know XYZ carpet company is actually making that $1 million donation themselves, cool, love it. But these big box stores, that's a write-off. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got to read Amanda in West Dallas's last but not least. She said, never, and this is the best one, ask someone why they don't have kids or when they're having them.
Ooh,
that one,
girl,
Amanda.
Snaps
unspoken rule of the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.